Yeah, Aaron. So to kind of set a scene of where we are a little bit here, this is out, as you said, on Turkey Farm Road, which is off of Whitfield Road. So off, you know, near Weaver Dairy, Sunrise. You can get back to Whitfield that way. At New Hope Fire Department is where the press conference was held, which by the road is about a mile and a half from the home, which was on Stone Ridge, which again is off of Turkey Farm.
Right.
So trying to let you know where we're looking here. She was reported missing this morning. Husband said that he had seen her early in the morning. The initial word we got was around 4 o'clock, but the middle of the night there, it sounds like there was a bit of a discrepancy there, and that by 6 o'clock, whenever he was moving around in the morning, that she was gone at that point.
Mm-hmm.
A 911 call was placed in at what we were told this afternoon was about 3:23 this morning. To say that someone was wandering along Whitfield Road, and the description that that 911 caller gave exactly matched the description that the husband ended up giving to the sheriff's office later on as well.
Mm-hmm.
The authorities have talked to the individual who placed the 911 call earlier today to take them to the exact spot where he saw someone who certainly appears to be the subject of the silver alert here. So they have been focusing the search so far on the home and then bringing a lot of resources to that location along Whitfield as well. And it's the Orange County Sheriff's Office, Southern Orange Rescue Squad, police and fire from Chapel Hill, as well as Alamance County Sheriff's Office offering some assistance. A lot of state authorities are involved in this search as well. There are several dogs involved in the search through a couple of different avenues as they're looking for her this afternoon.
Now, the spot where she was seen at 3:20, how far away was that from the house?
Around a mile. Everything is okay. About a mile from there. Where the New Hope Fire Department is about a mile and a half from the home by the road. It's a little less than a mile, kind of as the crow flies through the woods there. So, a few things we did learn this afternoon is we picked up on this from the Silver Alert, but she does have dementia in some capacity, and her husband told law enforcement that she has wandered off before. There was a time a few months back in Chapel Hill, it sounded like, where she wandered off, was found very quickly, and luckily in that scenario. And this time she has wandered off again, it appears. And from what he has told law enforcement, she does typically, she has in the past kind of stuck to roadways and things like that, very kind of open trails rather than wandering through the woods in these cases. So they are taking all that information, trying to focus that into the search that is in its, what would that be, about, 12th hour kind of here.
Right.
From this morning.
Speaking with WCHL's Blake Hodge, so what is the word from law enforcement to just residents? What should we be on the lookout for?
If you see anyone that certainly is matching the description that we had, which was a kind of blue-green bathrobe and tennis shoes, a nightgown, I should say, and tennis shoes, call 911 and tell them that you need to, if you're calling from somewhere else, tell them you need to talk to Orange County Communications, and they'll get you to where you need to go that way. If you live in that area, this is what can be the biggest help. Look through your property. If you have outbuildings, if you have any sort of large ditches or anything, that they're looking for anything that she could have kind of wandered into and then not been able to get out of in terms of that kind of ditch situation, or kind of things that you wouldn't expect to find people under a vehicle or something like that, to try to get away from some of the heat or things like that that are going on there. Anything that's a thicket of heavy brush that you might have on your property, but in particular outbuildings and things like that you might have around that you don't go in very often, please go check those areas.
That's a scary situation, especially for the family. I hope we find her quick. Blake Hodge, thank you so much.